We play good sound defense. They have that young lady in the front line, the number nine. She's very good. She's going to be a good ball player. I don't know what year she is. I think she's a freshman. She's got something to look forward to as long as she stays positive with the game.
See you for one.
You didn't hear that one, did you? But I thought our kids are trying to do what they're doing. All I asked the girls to do before the game started was just do what we've been doing in practice, because we've been working really hard. These girls have been working really hard, and I'm very proud of them because there's not one complaint. I told the girls the last week we had, last Wednesday, it was raining and everything. They stood out in there with me, and they not one cripe. The next day was freezing before the Stag game. They stood out there for 2 hours of practice, which was supposed to be a 1 hour walkthrough, and it ended up with a 2 hour practice. And then we played with the freezing cold, and we had very, very few subs that game because of the cold. So it kind of changes things. Not one complaint. So these kids are working real hard. They're trying. And I told them that's all I want them to do today. And as the game went on, they started doing those little things, and they were getting success. And you can see their confidence start building. Even though the score was 1-0 at halftime, they still were doing the right things. And I told them that at halftime, as long as you're doing the right things, I don't care. I mean, whatever happens, happens. But I said, I was just like, you see, to shoot the ball. If you're going to take a shot at the goal, shoot it. And they did. In the second half, we crashed the net a little bit, and we did some good things. But what I was really impressed is they're working together.
Yeah.
There wasn't, not every pass was a great pass. There were simple passes, and simple passes make for effective passes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, because we watch this team play against a few teams, and they've been able to
We controlled the game in the tempo, but again, that's a young team, and they're building, they're learning, and they will one day, come in there and try to do this against us. Hopefully, it's not too soon.
As you said, the SAG match, you saw, were encouraged by what you saw in that effort, and then you follow up with this. So you said from his
Saturday, the SAG match, the kids, they did the little things good, and again, the overtime, we had a sense of urgency in that Stag game, and then we won and shootout, and we were very effective. The next game was Lakes, and we played very good for a half, and we had two starters missing. And then the second half, we wanted to play some kids. It just, when the ball doesn't bounce your way, and then got a little down a little bit. But like I told the girls, I'm not displeased. I said, everybody got to play. That was our goal, and that was Saturday. But we lost, all right? But they came to work. They practiced yesterday, and the week after Easter, practice after Easter. Those are fun ones.
Yeah.
But they practiced hard, as they could, and then today we got a good result. So let's move on.
You've had a couple of young kids that you brought in.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about those girls.
We brought up Becca Dobrich about the last time we played. She was a sophomore.
Yeah.
And we brought up Kelsey Elam, and both of them are playing roles right now. Becca is now one of our center backs, and she is getting better and better with every game. Kelsey's just learning, and she's a freshman. I think I'm pushing them too hard or too fast, but she's trying, and today she got the first goal. She had good opportunities, and it was getting to a point where we didn't know if Kelsey really wanted to be here. But I told her, I said, there's your opportunity. I mean, I can't keep going to the well, and you're not trying. And today she tried, and she got some good crosses off. She did good. She did very, very good.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm sure you're happy about is anytime you get, you had just one. All sorts of corners. They had great opportunities to score. You didn't necessarily get the scores, but you constantly.
Every single person on the field today did their best, and they were successful. Whether they made a bad pass or something like that, they are still successful because they were in the right position to do those things. That is practice. Now their technique and their skill, that's up to them. Like I told them, if you can't make that pass, then you can't blame me. I have to now make a move to find somebody to do that. We moved so many players since the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, we had Kelsey Curry playing in the center back. Now she's a center mid. You saw how effective she was. She was controlling the midfield. Corey Elam was the other center back. She is now in the center mid. Kelly McGovern was in the front line with Teresa Tinsky. Teresa's back in the defense. Kelly's back in the defense. He's in the holding mid. So these moves have been the best for our team.
Yeah.
Nicole Ernat. Nicole has never played a minute of defense or never trained in the back.
Yeah.
She is now playing, and every game she's getting better and better. In fact, there's been games where she has saved us. She's getting no recognition, and she's just learning. And I told her today, you are playing very good.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very pleased with all these kids, and they're all trying.
Yeah.
And we are going to get better. And I told Corey, and we're on the verge of becoming a good team.
Uh-huh.
You guys don't know this because now we're connecting passes. Now we're putting the ball. But the biggest move has been Aaron Mangia. Aaron Mangia in the front line gives us a presence of somebody that can hold the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you get somebody like that and you can take somebody on, good things can happen.